Well, the outage might have been taken care of, but we've got to talk about Cloudflare. It was a real issue earlier this week. And again, while it has been resolved, it was certainly impacting people all across, I think, honestly, the globe. I mean, this was impacting things like ChatGPT, online games, social media sites, Shopify, Dropbox, Coinbase, and so much more, including just everyday work websites, even our own here at WICC. So anything having to do with the internet or cybersecurity, we always go to our cybersecurity expert, Dr. Vahid Beyzadan of UNH. And Vahid, welcome back to the show. When Cloudflare happened, it was almost moments later that I heard from you. And I'm so glad that I have you in my back pocket because, correct me if I'm wrong, this outage for Cloudflare, this isn't the first time we've heard of Cloudflare having an issue, right?
Well, actually, we don't hear about Cloudflare having issues that often.
I thought we did, though. Maybe a year or two ago, didn't Cloudflare have an outage or no?
Not as far as I can remember. It might have been CrowdStrike.
Okay, similar entity, but not specifically Cloudflare. Okay.
Yes. Cloudflare specifically brags about the fact that they haven't had any major outages in the past 6 or more years.
Well, not
They're
anymore.
actually one of the reasons, yeah, they're one of the reasons we haven't seen major outages across the internet. One of the services they provide is that they safeguard websites from denial of service attacks and automated scraping and AI bots trying to bring websites down. So Cloudflare is actually a force for good. And for some strange reason, which I believe has to do with their engineering practices, we haven't seen any major outages caused by Cloudflare in recent years.
So, okay, and at this point, you think it was engineering that led to the outage yesterday?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's what the CEO of Cloudflare has announced as of earlier this morning. One of the services that they have is it's called the bot management service. And what it does is it detects robot traffic, automated traffic coming into websites. Now, that can be malicious. It can be for the purposes of generating bogus traffic just to slow down web services and websites, or it can be for the purposes of scraping or trying out of leaked usernames and passwords to see if they get lucky and they can log into different services with the same set of usernames and passwords. And what Cloudflare provides as part of this bot management service is a means to detect the patterns of behavior or features that allow Cloudflare and the owners of those web services to detect these sort of bogus traffic generators. That service was updated a couple of days ago, and the update was, well, buggy. What happened was that it ended up bringing down the entire bot management service, which means 20% of the entire web traffic, 20% of the entire internet traffic yesterday was down for a few hours.
Okay, so I'm so glad you said that because I saw that a fifth of the web traffic is controlled by Cloudflare. And I first wanted to see if that was in fact accurate, but you just said it, so I'm glad to hear that, Vahid. But that to me is alarming. Now, I know I'm going down a rabbit hole, so follow me for a quick second. A few years ago, remember when we had the baby formula shortage in America? And one of the biggest reasons we had that was because we only have three or four manufacturers in the country who create
Yes.
this, and one of those manufacturers went down. My question is, how in the world do we have an entity in charge of such a massive amount of our web traffic? I mean, 20%. That is so
20%
significant.
is a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I agree. I agree. And it's not just Cloudflare. Remember when Amazon AWS went down a couple of weeks ago and
Sure.
half of the internet was essentially unavailable? How did we end up with this sort of infrastructure? How do we have such major monopolies?
I
Why
don't know.
don't we
You tell
put,
me.
well, I'm going to answer that question. Why don't we put our big eggs in different baskets? The reason is, As it turns out, baskets are very expensive, and there are very few people around the world who know how to maintain baskets. So it's easier to have 100 eggs in one basket than it is to have a couple of eggs in one basket and a couple in another basket. This is how the cloud economy has come to exist. But the fact that the maintainers and the developers of major web services do not foresee such outages is alarming, even though these sorts of outages are no longer uncommon. We've had at least one or two major global outages every year, causing many of the bigger services go down. So the big baskets are there, AWS from Amazon, Cloudflare as a separate type of service. I think it comes down to service providers like web service owners like Spotify, like ChatGPT, and others to make sure that they have contingency plans for when their main service provider goes down. Having a downgraded version of their service available in a different service, different cloud provider, just in case their main cloud provider goes down, is probably a good idea.
I mean, what does that cost money, Vahid? Why wouldn't that? To me, that sounds like a no-brainer, very logical. It's an extra layer of protection. Why wouldn't that already be something invested in?
Because in the planning stages of the architecture of these services, the engineers consider the likelihood of such major failures to be very small. And I
tough.
No longer see the logic behind it.
Right. I mean, tough. I just feel, I mean, to me, Vahid, and correct me if I'm wrong, you know this way better with cybersecurity, AI, and everything having to do with the internet. That is, to me, about as ridiculous as when companies feel like they don't need to invest in a cybersecurity expert. Like, there's no reason to have somebody like that on your payroll. That's baloney to me. I mean, haven't we proven enough that you need somebody who's checking your cybersecurity? To me, that's just crazy.
It's even more ridiculous than that. It's like not getting a generator for your house when you know there's going to be a long-term power outage during the hurricane season.
There you go. There you go. That to me is logical. So, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a very simple solution, at least to at least bring more confidence that we're not going to have outages like we saw.
Well, the fact of the matter is things are a little more complex. And one of the selling points of these cloud services is, hey, your own infrastructure might go down because of natural disasters or engineering issues, but ours won't because we have professionally maintained infrastructure. So falling for that line and not envisioning the possibility of their cloud service provider going down or experiencing outages is mostly a failure in imagination.
We're chatting with Dr. Vahid Behzadun, who is our cybersecurity expert, our AI expert from University of New Haven. And after the Cloudflare outage this week, we're just talking about how you move forward with it. And so obviously there are questions regarding Cloudflare and the fact that they apparently have a very good track record. This is kind of rare for them, but there are still some things that we could do to improve that. What about at home? Vahid, what would you suggest, you know, to, you know, so our company, for example, was one of, I'm sure, thousands, more than that, that had their website down. Okay, no biggie. I mean, we can recover from that. But when you look at things like, you know, Dropbox, Shopify, you know, where your money is being impacted, this is something that even if we say to ourselves, oh, well, we don't use Cloudflare, I don't even know if people realize that you're most likely using these networks, these entities, if you will. So are there things that we should be doing when you hear about an outage like this? What do you want the average consumer to do? How do you want them to respond?
I want them to first and foremost acknowledge that it's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's a utility that has gone down. And unfortunately, we, the users, don't have much say in how the utilities are run or which utilities we get to use for the services that we depend on. When the AWS outage happened, I have a relatively sophisticated setup at home with Alexa and Google Home and a lot of smart devices controlling almost everything. When the AWS outage happened, nothing in my house worked. I couldn't turn on the lights. I couldn't do most of the things that I usually did for about an hour and a half. And that gave me the idea that perhaps I should try to divest from this massive reliance on cloud services. The more independent and locally managed my systems and services are, the happier I am. But that's only for this particular use case. When it comes to Shopify, when it comes to particular websites that we use on a daily service, perhaps asking our policymakers to regulate these sort of massive services and these backbone pieces of infrastructure on the internet better so that single points of failure do not exist as much as they do now is probably the most promising course of action.
Okay. I mean, in something that I had noticed just with this Cloudflare yesterday was there were issues with payments, for example. We actually had somebody who had reached out and said that your credit card payment was declined, and in fact, it was actually connected somehow to the Cloudflare. So I don't know if that's something else that people should be aware of, that even if you don't think, hey, this was my fault or there was something, just recognizing if, just to be, I guess, in the know when outages do happen, because like I said, I didn't even put two and two together that that could have been connected to it. And then it sort of dawned on me that, oh, maybe that's why.
Unfortunately, the services that produce these sort of broadcasts about certain websites or services being down were also down. Like there's this website called downdetector.com, which maintains an up-to-date list of outages across the internet. That website itself was down because it used Cloudflare. So there isn't a silver bullet. There isn't a one-size-fits-all sort of solution for the user side of this transaction to maintain awareness. But when things go wrong, it's fortunately or unfortunately, not always your fault. Actually, the majority of the time when things go wrong, it's on the internet from a technical point of view. It's not your fault. You need to contact the technical support or the customer support department of the service that you're trying to access and try to get some guidance from them if that support service is not down itself.
Well, Vahid, we really appreciate getting your insight after what had happened this week with Cloudflare. And I thank you so much for always making the time here on WICC. And we'll talk again soon.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Melissa.
All right. And hopefully it's not about an outage. Maybe it's just, learning. I always love when you come on and we talk about more of like the learning aspect of things, not the, hey, we had a major outage. Mayday, mayday. We need Vahid here. So hopefully it's less stressful the next time we have you come on, but I always appreciate your time. Thank you so much.